A big change is coming in federal rules on overtime pay. The U.S. Department of Labor is expected to soon issue a new rule that could more than double the salary levels at which workers must be paid overtime. Unions in Maine are celebrating the move. Some businesses and other organizations are not happy about the plan, but as Fred Bever reports, they are getting ready for the change.
Right now, federal rules require that most workers who earn less than $23,660 a year must be paid time and a half when they work more than 40 hours in a given week. But the U.S. Department of Labor has floated a new proposal that would raise the maximum qualifying salary level to as high as $50,440 a year, a maximum that would increase automatically over time. There's some uncertainty about when exactly the new rule will take effect and whether the threshold might be lowered slightly, but the bottom line is that within the year, many more workers will automatically qualify for extra pay when they hit that 41st hour.
This is a home run for working people. This is a great policy improvement that's been desperately needed for three decades.
Matt Schlobohm is executive director of the Maine AFL-CIO. He says that back in the 1980s, more than 60% of U.S. workers were eligible for overtime pay. But he says federal protections have eroded over time, and that under the update, workers will either take home more pay or get more comp time.
We have shifted the rules to the benefit of the wealthy and the powerful and big corporations, and we've shifted them against working people. And this is a very positive, reasonable step to bring our economy back into some balance and to honor that principle that if you work 40-plus hours, you should get overtime.
Maine's business community sees it differently. Many agree that it's time to raise the salary cap on overtime eligibility some, but they also say the original federal proposal goes too far, too fast.
Seems like, you know, we're trying to impact the business climate with things that are more ideologic than pragmatic.
Matt Leonard is president of the Lewiston-Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce.
And I think a lot of business owners would agree that, hey, yeah, maybe it's time to increase minimum wage. Maybe it's in time to increase the threshold for overtime rules. But doubling it and putting things on autopilot is probably not a reasonable way to do that.
Leonard says the upshot is that workers will pay the price, as businesses and nonprofits, too, try to hold the line on wage expenses. He says they'll find ways to work around the extra cost of overtime.
Okay, well, what are the total number of hours that I'm open, and can I cut back? And if not, then maybe instead of having a couple of full-time employees, I have multiple part-time employees to ensure that I'm not increasing my costs beyond what I'm bringing in for revenue.
The impending rule has some human resource managers working overtime. Linda Deck is HR chief of the University of Maine system. She says educational institutions will face some unique challenges. Think of the overtime hours traveling coaches could clock, or of admissions department workers who burn the midnight oil when acceptance deadlines loom. Deck says when the new rule goes into effect, more than 1,000 system workers could suddenly qualify for overtime. UMaine, she says, will do what's necessary to keep the system on budget and tuition at current rates.
Compensatory time will be used. I think a certain amount of overtime will be used in cases where it makes more sense to bring on an individual. That might be used. Having people on staggered shifts. There could be a lot of different strategies used.
The White House says that in Maine, there are about 20,000 people whose job conditions could change under the proposed rule. But a quick analysis by the Maine Department of Labor indicates it actually could be many more than that. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.